Yes, so in my position at the Marine Unit, being the community safety officer, I work with Transport Canada and the Canadian Safe Boating Council, and we try to send out the message as much as possible. We're seeing a lot more boaters launching boats at our local like launch ramps than we ever used to, and it just appears, just with our knowledge and what we see every day, is that a lot of boaters are not researching enough with what type of lake that they're launching into and the size of their vessel. So on Lake Ontario, and just what I see, I try to advocate and make people aware that this is not a cottage lake. The best thing is do your research, respect the water, know what size boat that you're using and what equipment that you need on that boat. It's Stacy Kello, police constable and community safety officer at the Marine Unit. So we're a support unit for any water-related emergencies. We also are handling the 911 calls that happen on Lake Ontario or any body of water in Toronto, including anywhere in Lake Ontario, whether it's a search and rescue or a marine emergency. Each officer is assigned a partner as well as a vessel for the day. You're responsible to make sure that those are in working order before you start your shift. In case a call comes in at any time. A normal day is we do our daily checks, our equipment checks, making sure that the appropriate equipment is on each vessel. And then you have your general patrol, your zone that you're going to be boating and policing in that day, as well as we're monitoring 911, any calls that are coming in, as well as our VHF radio, any emergency Mayday calls that are coming in. We're getting 300 to 400 calls in the summer, our busy months. So you're in the summer months probably going call to call, emergency incidences, boats capsizing, people that are vessels that are in trouble, persons that are missing, doing shoreline searches, a variety of emergency calls on Lake Ontario, as well as I mentioned before, we could be going up Humber River, Don River, any reservoir. So we cover on Lake Ontario 460 square miles, the waterfront community within Toronto, extending to Peel region, Durham region, about 14 miles out to the U.S.-Canada border, as well as the distance that it is in Toronto for the Humber River going north from the lake, and then Don River, same thing. As well as there's the G. Ross Reservoir, there's another reservoir, and any creek within Toronto, so several other waterways within Toronto as well. The difference with Lake Ontario is a vessel may go out simple and have some sort of distress. It could be simple as running out of gas or engine failure. And what's concerning on Lake Ontario is it's not normally calm on this lake. It's more of an inland ocean. So in the summertime, vessels that get into more distress as they capsize or taking on water, we see a lot of that. But vessels that are in distress, we handle a lot of vessel complaints as well. Other boats. Calling in regarding another vessel that's maybe operating carelessly or too close to shore. A lot of times we'll see the paddle boards or canoes, kayaks, human-powered, that may start, like I said, on a nice day, go out a little bit away from shore, and then the wind picks up, or the wind's now not blocked from the shoreline, like an offshore breeze, and now the wind's got them and have taken them out a fair distance. It's a needle in a haystack on Lake Ontario searching for a paddleboard or a kayak. And the weather picks up and they're now find themselves in a dangerous situation. At the Marine Unit in Toronto, we have to go out in all the conditions. We operate all year round. We have dry suits that we would operate. Rough weather comes in and that's when we tend to get most of the calls. A lot of the kite boarders, they want to go out when the weather is rough, when the wind is up. So it's not uncommon to see 2 meter plus swells, up to 4 meters swells we had even yesterday. And so our boats have to go out in all sorts of weather, hail, snow, rough water comes in. We do training, so the officers are used to being able to be on the boat in rough water, and same with picking up objects out of the water, such as man overboard drills when it's rough, being able to work in all the different conditions. With the difference between Lake Ontario and the ocean is the size, the width of the swells. They're pretty narrow, so you're throttling to get up and over the wave, and then it's a lot of air on the way down. It's not a fat, wide swell where you just ride over and then ride back down. So it's a rough bounce that you're taking, and you gotta be able to take the wave at the right angle. It'll knock your boat over if it sideswipes you. So you throttle up enough, get enough speed to get up and over, and then take some off so that you can land it. And it gets tiring doing that over and over. It takes a long time to actually get to where you're going when the conditions are that intense. Anytime the wind also is from the east. You gotta remember we're positioned in Toronto, like towards the west end of Lake Ontario. So whenever the wind's from the east, even if it's not gusting too heavy, but it's been out of the east for a day or two, the swells have built in Lake Ontario and they've just building on each other. And you get past the Leslie Spit, and then the waves can be a lot bigger than you might think. And then you can never see the swells from shore. The depth of the swells, but there'll be 2 meters to 4 meters if we've got an east wind for a couple days out there. Say about 18 footers on a rough windy day. We had to go out for some kayakers that were overturned towards Port Credit, and it was about 18 to 20 foot swells. Yeah, at the marina, again, the biggest thing that a lot of people aren't aware with the Toronto Marine Unit and what we see daily is this lake behind me. It's very unpredictable, and it's large, very deep, and it changes, and it's always cold. And a lot of people, even in the summer, they're not aware of that. It's 400 feet deep in some areas. Sometimes in August, we'll have someone jump in and they go in that cold water shock, and they don't realize it. The water is like from the deep part of the water has overturned, or the levels and the depth have changed, and people aren't aware of that on this lake. A lot of people are unaware of the severity and how intense some of our calls become.